And welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and this is the Judith Conrad Live Call-In Show, where we are broadcasting from Eugene, Oregon, via Paradise, California, and I would say this is Paradise. Well, we've had an eclipse, and with eclipses, and we're having two of them in the month, in this month, I would say if you're not immune to these eclipses, you must be dead. It is a time of really shaking up the old psyche. It is a time of learning at the deepest possible level who you are. Well, I thought I was immune. I was cruising along through the first part of the eclipse, Monday, Tuesday. Great TV program. That was on Monday. Great Tuesday with the eclipse. Well, then Wednesday hit, and then Thursday, which is today, that hit. Interesting how we call in the most interesting people to be our greatest teachers. Now, I think there are many of you out there who might be in this place also. So I've been asked by a dear friend and said, would you please stay in this place of being kind, of being loving, and being gentle with yourself, and to be in my intuitive heart for the highest good of the universe, whatever that case may be. Because in that way, I can make a difference to myself, because that's what I'm doing this program for. I am doing the program for me because I spend quite a bit of the day in the place of great transformation, transmutation. And so as I'm doing this program, it is a dedicated time to make a difference to me. It becomes my virtual classroom for me. And for those people who happen to be listening, you're just eavesdropping on the process. When people come on the television program, they're always concerned, oh, which camera should I be looking at? And I said, just forget the cameras. Just pretend they are not there. They're just capturing the two of us in deep listening and deep questioning. In this process of deep listening and deep questioning, we get a chance to go into a place that we would not go into before. We lose an identity. It is not the persona that stands in front of the camera. It is not the persona who is on the air, on the radio, on internet radio. There's a loss of identity. It is a place of not knowing who you are, and that's what this eclipse is about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm in the middle of it, and I don't know whether any of you are exempt. If you aren't, you're probably not listening to the program. In this process, who I think I am, who I thought I was, is totally being taken away. It is if the inner child within is brought out from any place that she could have been hiding and being asked to be revealed in all the childlike poses, attitudes, and she is in this place of not knowing anything. Not knowing anything yesterday, not knowing anything today, not knowing anything what might be coming up. Now, when a situation comes along that rips so deeply, there has to be some kind of a mutual consent to have this happen. And this experience happened to me today, and unbeknownst to me that this was going to happen, I'm sure unbeknownst to the other person. In this agreement, and many people, when there is an automobile accident, there is an agreement between two people. The one who's causing the accident and the one who is the recipient of perhaps death or grave injury, there is a matching of energy that causes this taking one to the very core. And I think of the Ace of Swords, which is one of the cards that I am definitely addressing today, because it's one of my cards that came up today. And with the Ace of Swords, new beginnings of cutting open. Now, before, I always looked at it as possibly the card of an operation coming up of cutting away attitudes, cutting away intellectual fog, whatever. Today it has, you see, each time the cards come up or whatever, a book falls open, a book falls off the shelf, or whatever situation, we're being called to a deeper and higher level. To the very core is what we're being asked to do in this 2 weeks. From last Monday, the 6th of July, to the 20th or the 21st, when we shall have a solar eclipse, which is, according to one of my friends who delves into astrology a whole lot, it's a Cancer solar eclipse on the 21st and the 22nd of July. According to her, this is one of the major eclipses of the century. Now, that means 2,000 to 3,000. And we're only in the first 9 years of the century. Does that say a whole lot about what's happening right now? We cannot treat it lightly. We can't pussyfoot around. It is important to be in whatever is happening and not to try to hide it, as if we could. Being a Scorpio, when things happen, I feel them to the very core. And I always know that when this happens, and it doesn't happen often, because I'm a pretty strong woman, and I'm very clear that this is what my role is in on the media, in my teachings, in working with clients. Well, it's as if I have no identity, except to be in the heart. And do you realize how hard it is to get to that place of being vulnerable, being open? Well, if you're, I guess when one is on drugs or something like that, I guess that one gets there. However, to go there, well, it was unintentional. However, to do it intentionally is very, very difficult. And to be here without blame, without shame, is to be in a place of opening for the more. And whatever the more is, I'm absolutely right here in this place. Somehow when I left Mount Shasta, and of course, for those people who've been to Mount Shasta, it is a vortex, very similar to Sedona, very similar to Machu Picchu. When I was called to leave Mount Shasta, it was very clear that I was complete there. And as soon as the eclipse hit the other day, I had this longing, in fact, all through the 4th of July, to be back there. And I thought it was for the town celebration of the 4th of July. And now I realize it is for the Ascended Masters, Saint Germain, Sananda, and all of the spirits that exist on the mountain. They've asked to reconnect to me. And to reconnect with these high vibrational spirits, it is important that one be in their heart. Intellectually, you can call them in, you can read about them. Ain't going to happen. I can pretty much guarantee. Once the heart has been opened and once that place has been reached within, you are available to the Christ consciousness, which is what is, I think, is what's really happening here. The Christ consciousness is coming in. That does not mean the man, Jesus Christ. That means the consciousness that he represented. It is the Buddha consciousness. It is the consciousness of all great leaders. It is the Mary Magdalene energy. It is the Mother Mary energy. It is any ascended masters, a Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, any of the spirits that have walked on the face of this earth who have been able to transcend and to come to this place. Each and every one of them were asked to come to this place. So here I am in Eugene, Springfield area, a deeper calling that I wasn't quite aware of, and I thought I was pretty much in tune. And being here in this area, it is as if everything thrives. The good, the bad, the young, the old. the dark, the light. It is a place of, when I put something in the ground, a seed in the ground, it grows. I could drop, in fact, I did just prior to coming on the program, I dropped a plant out of its pot, and it's been in there for too long, and it was so crowded. I just almost tipped it upside down, and it was just screaming, thank you. It was, the roots were so tight in there, they couldn't expand. The ones in the middle were yellow because they couldn't get to the sun to have the green come forth within. And so out there right now in the late evening or early evening sun, just soaking up all of that sun energy. So this is part of the eclipse, of the splitting, where we're too crowded, where we're crammed into a confinement. And actually not knowing, see, this plant could not know what it was about because it was so commingled with the other parts of it. Its roots didn't have a chance, and they were fighting for the sun. In this opening, the child within gets to come out and play. In this opening, the sage, the wise one, gets to come out and to be available to the host, which would be me, Judith. And the divine feminine gets to come out, and she gets to be the soft one. So as we're looking at each and every person that we encounter, be in the place that you respect each and every person, that they have feelings. And in the situation that happened today, it's as if I can now be more compassionate to everyone on the planet that I meet, that I should never be so unkind, never be so unloving, never be so ungentle. And yet, I know that I have been that way in the past. So is it my right to judge any situation? Absolutely not. And so between this lunar eclipse on the 6th and 7th of July and the solar eclipse, the 21st and 22nd of July, we have this opportunity to solidify, break down. Here, this is just the opposite, solidify and break down. First of all, break down anything that would keep us in any stuck place, thinking we know what the heck we're doing. We don't know. Yeah, and it's like a time of rebuilding. We're reaching higher, and yet we don't know what we're reaching for. Yeah, be in the moment. Eckhart Tolle talks about being in the moment. So I'd like to ask you to focus on, if you would, knowing that you can be kind and good to yourself. As you're being kind to yourself, you can be kind to others. As you are gentle with yourself, you can be gentle to others. As you're loving to yourself, you can be loving to others. To cultivate the feelings of joy and gratitude, at times, it's very difficult to do that when you're in the middle of an emotional upheaval. I had no problems talking about this. It's just here for me to share, knowing that this is going to clear whatever is going on for me to be able to serve at a higher level. In these next 2 weeks, I encourage you to be in the place of opening that door that you intend to be in your heart. You don't have to have cathartic things happening. To become still, to be with nature, to be with your vegetables, to be with the fruit on trees. It doesn't have to be your trees. The other day we went to several nurseries. And we walked around in the nurseries and saw the boxes of strawberries, the boxes of raspberries, the boxes of cherries. It was heavenly to be in the energy of freshly picked produce. Now, realizing that I came from Mount Shasta with a farmer's market of 3 trucks, maybe 5 on a good Monday or Thursday. And here we had a whole just nursery after nursery outside of town where they had cultivated their produce, and we were there to indulge in all of that. So, where are you in all of this? If any of you would like to call and share and I could be of service to you, that would be great. I'm sending to you, I would like to ask you to rub your hands together. Feel my hands. Can you hear my hands rubbing together? I'm going to place them over my heart. And I'm asking that the golden Christ light, golden Christ consciousness, come into my heart chakra. And I'm not asking to heal the pain that was there, has been with me all day. It is there. It will eventually leave. In the meantime, it is open. It is here. My heart is very open. And as I am feeling the Christ consciousness within my heart, it's moving up my shoulders, down both arms, up the elbow, and coming back up into the hands. And there's a cycle of heart energy going up from my heart of the Christ consciousness up into the shoulders, down the arms, around the elbows, and up into the hands, into the heart, up into the shoulders. And so there's a nice heart energy as I am filling my heart with the Christ consciousness, asking that this day yesterday and the day today be of service to bring forth answers of how I may serve at a deeper level. Okay, we've got all this energy flowing through our hands. I'm now holding my hand out to the telephone, to the computer, through Skype, through my headphones, sending it out to you in the purest possible form that I can send. And I know you're feeling it. You'll feel it as you listen to the archives. And I'm still sending that to you. So the Ace of Swords came in with new beginnings of cutting to the depth. I've never had that meaning for this card before. You see, I learned so much from my own life about the tarot cards, about any divination tool. And as I focus on having the whatever that unconscious purpose is to come into the light to serve, I know that I can be of higher service to myself. I can be of higher service to others. And the other card that came up was the Star card, the number 17. And anyone who's born on the 17th of the month, this card applies to you. It is an Aquarius card. If you are have any Aquarius, and everyone has Aquarius someplace in your chart, write this down. Then you may want to later go and grab your chart, or if you have your chart done at a later time, looking at Aquarius and the Star card. Where is the Aquarius energy in your chart? It is about re-evaluate. It's about reaching higher to bring in advanced information, to radiate clear vision, to radiate whatever is in the heart once it's been opened. And to integrate that, because many of you are receiving messages you've never received before. Yeah, I was there about 25 years ago. I've had the opportunity of teaching many, many students what's going on in the psyche, and how to handle this high energy, high vibrational energy that is coming in. 25 years of teaching the spiritual work. And yet, I was asked, well, if you're such a spiritual leader and teacher, how come you allowed this to happen? Because I was stubborn and I wasn't listening and I didn't want to go to the depths that I am at the present time. I wasn't up for that. And I am in this place and I'm glad I am. My tendency is to want to shut down, as with anyone in any kind of grief, sorrow. If you've lost a loved one or about to lose someone, there's a part of you that opens up so deeply. It's hard to know what's going on. In the process of opening up, the tendency is to have confusion, to beat yourself up because you don't know what's going on. You think you're going crazy. Just like when I felt like I was ripped open today, it was so unknown because I had forgotten how long ago it was since I had the awakening. I believe it was on purpose so that I would know how it feels again when one awakens. Sometimes it is painful to go to the next level and know that there is a purpose, and who shall I teach? How can I help those who are in this place? Yeah. Anyway, if you desire to call in, that would be divine. Not a problem. In the meantime, I continue on my quest of opening. So a door has opened. Every day I read something, either the Mountain Astrologer. Today I opened up the computer and it was from the Daily Om of walking through when the door opens. For me, a door has opened. Walking through, what does that look like? Okay, I'm going to walk through. What does that mean? I have to trust that the door opened for a reason, and I asked for it to open. At some level, I asked for it to open, and I'm here. The door is open. If you want to be here with me and walk through this door with me, I would be delighted. As I'm doing this, I can't analyze. I can't agonize what's happening here, and yet I am. The door's open, and the Christ consciousness is right here. I'm being asked to go through the door and discover what's there without knowing, without having a roadmap of where I'm going. What I'm feeling is that as I'm stepping through this door, and I'm stepping through it right now, and as I did this, I just experienced the door slamming behind me. I cannot return. I'm stepping through. I've stepped through. Door has closed behind me. And as I'm looking around to see, well, what's next? I see that there's light. It's almost like the tunnel when you hear about people crossing over, only there's a door and it's illuminated. I don't know what the door is about. It's there. And so as I'm moving forward to that second door, I think of, well, life is certainly not going to be the same as it was yesterday or the day before. And my mind chatter is going, well, I can always open that door and go back where I was before. No, I cannot. Spirit is asking me to go forward. We each of us have reached thresholds and doors and portals where we've walked through. And we can probably count these times when we reached a certain time and life just wasn't the same anymore. You, for example, I think I've shared with you May 5th, 1984, when I started my first metaphysical class. That was definitely a time when I could not go back and be the same again. I had a whole different way of living. I was a high school teacher, and then all of a sudden this presented itself. So as I'm talking about this, can you get where you're at right now and reflect back where you were when something happened? It could have been an automobile accident. It could have been losing a loved one. It could have been whatever. And I have Pat from Connecticut on line one. I'd love to talk with Pat. Hi. All right, Pat.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. This is my first time listening to your show. I appreciate your integrity of the part that I've heard. Do you give readings?
I do. I do, and as it relates to the subject of walking through these doors and having, I don't know where you tuned in, about, you know, the opening and the cutting open and the great pain that I experienced during the day to lead me to step through a door, a portal, and to allow the door to close. So I would love to do a reading in and around that.
Okay.
Are you at a place where you're ready to step through a doorway?
Oh, yeah, I feel like I've been stepping through for about a year and a half, and it's been extremely painful, and I think maybe things are beginning to manifest, and doing a lot of praying.
Well, that's one wonderful way of treating this is to pray and to be in quietude and silence. Mm-hmm. Now, are you changing careers, changing relationships? What has happened since this year and a half? What has happened here, Pat?
Well, I'll be very honest. I've suffered through depression most of my life, and I went through a series, 28 series of electric shock treatment 2.5 years ago. And struggling through all of that, I struggled to get off medication. I've been taking a lot of supplements and trying to keep myself healthy, to keep off of medications. I went through a lot of withdrawals. I've always had been very insecure about my home life and finances. That's always been very frightening. I'm in the middle of trying to find a new living situation. I'm in a caretaking position now and suffering from mold in this building. I am seeing a man. I have not been involved with a man for over 20 years. It's very frightening.
Yep.
I find him very male, and that kind of took me by surprise. I haven't thought of that energy in years, and I'm trying to be brave rather than run away. I realized that for 20 years it's been very easy for me to just brush men off if they weren't the way I liked them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot. I'm looking for a home. I'm trying to be open to a relationship and love, you know, mm-hmm. the real thing. And trying to make myself healthier in my head. I suffer from anxiety more than depression. I think it's a lot of hormonal stuff. And I feel like I'm going to be 56 on Sunday. I feel like I have an opportunity for a new life, and I'm trying to do whatever I can to be responsible and learn and change my thinking pattern and kind of pull the thorns out of my feet. A lot of patterns become very easy, and I feel like we get lazy.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of me is saying, no, I don't want to do this. It's too much discipline. It's too hard work. And I'm overriding that for the first
right.
time.
So your birthday's on the 12th, right?
Yeah.
So that's Sunday, and that means I just added your numerology together, and then I pulled a tarot card for you. So anyone listening out there, this is for you too. So Pat is ready to walk through the door, just as I did. through this day of deep opening. She's coming into number 12, which is in the tarot, that is the Hanged Man, of hanging upside down and letting spirit work through her. Good for you, getting off the drugs, getting off of all of that stuff as soon as you can. Sometimes we just have to do it. So you're ready to walk through a bigger door right now. The word is change. The Two of Discs, this is from the Crowley deck, is change. And the snake, the Ouroboros snake, is biting its tail. In other words, you're returning full cycle to another time when you had the same situation. You weren't treated as kindly as the universe is treating you now. You were not. In other words, someone in your situation was immediately thrown into the ovens. They were killed immediately. You have the opportunity in this time period to be cared for. And I want you to acknowledge the nurturing that you can give unto yourself, because you are at choice at this time period. Whereas before, and when I picked you up before, you weren't able to.
This is a hard thing for me to try to wrap my head around caring for myself. And that's another thing I recognize I need to learn to do.
Okay, today, just when you were here when I was putting my hands over my heart. First, I rubbed my hands together.
Yes.
And then I put my hands over my heart, and I just spent as much time as I could. And I asked, when I did a reading for someone today in my home office here, I asked her to do that, and she had lost a son. And as she was doing that, I could feel his energy just enveloping her and surrounding her. To sit with your hands over your heart and to allow the energy to fill and to come up through the shoulders, down through the arms and elbows and up back up into the hands, and to continue doing that for any time period opens a part of you in the heart chakra.
Okay.
And to continue doing that. Now, this isn't something you do just once every 2 days or whatever. This is a continual, constant something that you're here to do.
Okay.
And to be in this place of opening to a deeper meditation. And you've acknowledged you have depression. You've acknowledged that all of the other things. Thank you for doing that. This is now the time to nurture yourself, because you're ready to carve open the heart. It's like the heart is being asked to open.
Right.
And of course, what this could bring up is past lifetimes where the heart has been cut out of the body, as in sacrifices.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I think that's happened with you, so there's a part of you that does not want to open.
I see.
You understand what I mean? when one has been the sacrifice.
Absolutely. I had someone say that to me when I was describing a love I lost, and it was very odd. She said, "Oh, now I understand why they cut out the hearts for sacrifice." And I thought, whoa,
yep.
that couldn't describe the pain and sorrow in me better. And it was just such a unique comment to say.
Mm-hmm.
I never forgot it.
Well, this is what I'm feeling. Part of you doesn't want to go in the heart. In other words, you may do this a couple times, and then that's going to open up. And when that does, just love the person who had to cut the heart out.
Okay.
It was like the Hanged Man. They always put the hood over the Hanged Man so that the person being hung would not see the one who pulled the rope that dropped the floor out from under.
Okay.
It's so important. It's not important who did it. It's important that you're getting right now that the pain that you're experiencing, you're ready to walk through the door.
Uh-huh.
And to close the door behind you. I want you to hear it just slap close.
Okay.
Because that's the old life, and I just walked through.
Uh-huh.
I have such an opening right now of such total love for you and what you're about to be experiencing in these next week and a half, because these eclipses are not everyone's being impacted.
Yeah.
Those who are not awake are probably cruising along and they don't have a clue.
Okay.
You are being affected because you're a light worker.
Yes.
And to meditate and to keep those hands over the heart and allow the energy to go up to the shoulders, down the arms, up around the elbows, up into the forearms, into the hands, into the heart, and you keep that cycle going.
Okay.
You're going to find there will be major changes within you.
Okay.
Well, Pat, thank you so much for calling.
This was beautiful. May I ask you another question? My son called me last night. He's 30, and it was an odd... I was surprised at his sensitivity. He was leaving his physical therapist, and there was a bird that hit the glass door. And he left me a message wanting to know what symbolically that would mean. And it was a little disturbing to have to try and answer him. I didn't really know.
How did you answer him?
Well, I said that I had been finding a lot of dead animals along my walk one day, and someone told me it wasn't necessarily bad or negative. It was a lot of changes and transformation going on. I said a few other things. I looked some things up on the computer, and they were a little worrisome, omens and death and so on. And he held on to the word transformation. He kind of ignored the others.
Very good. Very good. I got to get on what's going on.
He almost lost his life, so it kind of made me nervous to think about that possibility again.
What is happening is that there's the death of his old persona.
Okay.
Many of the males who are in the old patriarchal way of thinking are being asked for their feminine to come forward.
Okay.
And so birds being messengers, it was like if it hit and it died, that is the death of the old patriarchal persona. And here in Eugene, Oregon, I am meeting so many males who are so in their heart. They're not afraid to show their feelings, and I'm not afraid to talk with them as opposed to some other places I've been where I just was afraid to share my feelings and I believe your son is in that place. He's deathing the old way and he's a very strong spiritual leader, as are you.
He said something beautiful. He got a new camera lens for his birthday and he put it up on the roof, and he said, so I was able to take the pictures of the stars moving across the sky, and he said it was almost like once I saw it on the computer, I didn't need anything else. He said, it sounds kind of weird, but it was almost like seeing God. And I thought, oh, this is so beautiful, coming from this young man that most of his life had empty words.
Right. So exactly what I said. He's one of the new generation of spiritual leaders.
Okay.
You are from the bridge generation. I was an earlier bridge generation, and so there are many people awakening at every age. So,
okay.
Pat, I just want to thank you.
Thank
I'm going to get off the line. You can continue listening.
I appreciate this so much. Bless you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that leaves the lines open. Thank you, Pat, from Connecticut. We never know where people are listening and what they're getting out of the program. Talking with someone such as Pat and her and hearing about the sun, and yes, that brings to mind a couple of the other readings that I've done this week where the males have started their peeling away of the onion. They're getting away from the machismo. The ego is not so much engaged as it has originally been. It's delightful and it makes the world a whole lot better. Now, what comes to mind right now is with these two eclipses, I don't want to see, cancel that. I demand, if I could, that the young men are not going to have to be wounded in battle, because what came up right away were the battles that are going on, that more males are not being, and females are not being called into battle just to get their lessons, to be able to be available. And of course today I had no clue that I was available. I know that I've been asking for what is my new. What is the new calling that I'm being asked to step into? So I closed the door tonight on this, with this radio program. I closed the door and I left behind the old Judith Conrad, whoever that was. And I'm now on the other side of that. And God forbid that I should go back and try to open that door. I don't think I can. We are at risk when we do that. We have Noella from Canada. Oh, returning call. I would definitely want to talk to her. Hello there.
Hi, Judith. My phone petered out on me. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
The battery went boom.
With kaput, huh? Well, you're back. Is your battery strong now?
No, actually, I'm in my daughter's room using her phone.
Very
good.
This
is an old phone. It's like you have to.
I haven't heard from you for a bit. How are you doing?
I know. I've moved. Sold my house. And
very good.
A little apart. Yeah. I didn't come too far ahead, but at least it's off my back.
Very good.
Very grateful. Very grateful. And my daughter's home visiting from school, so it's nice to see her.
Where did she go to school?
We live in Ottawa, and she goes to school in Toronto for design and art.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so first year, so I'm hoping she'll do well. Next year, second year. Yeah, how have you been?
Well, as I started the program out saying that it has been quite a revolution today of the deep wounding that has occurred and opening a door into the deeper part of my heart.
And you know what? That's been happening to everyone, I think.
Not everyone. Those who are ready to be awakened to the next level.
Okay,
if you don't want that pain, don't even ask.
Oh, it's so funny because the last caller was 56. That's my age. And she was almost the same situation as me, but I got out of a 20-year relationship where she had been waiting for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I just met somebody that I'm interested in, but I'm going slow.
Very good.
I didn't expect this. It just came out of, the blue. I've known this person for 3 years.
Can I address that? Can I address that?
Sure.
Because what we are being asked to do is to attract what is the next step.
Oh, right. And I'm nervous. I'll tell you the truth. I've been out of, what do you call it? Commission for a while. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all off the market, my daughter says.
Out of the market, yeah.
Yeah, well, she says, you're worse than an 18-year-old.
And you know, that's the how exciting to have that. It's like being in the inner child.
That's right. That's what it feels like. It feels like, you know, your birthday's coming up or something.
Well, it is, and I'm going to pulled a card, which is a star card.
Okay.
This card came up the last 2 days.
The star card?
The star card, number 17.
Number 17, and that's my birthday number.
Is it? You were born on the 17th?
Yeah, of December.
Okay, December 17th. I'm born on November 17th. This is your card.
That's cool.
And when you reach your birthday or any day, any month where it comes to the 17th,
right.
What I want you to do is on a full moon,
okay.
I want whenever you can see the stars, I want you to go up and just hold your arms up, both arms, and I want you to put your thumbs together and your pointy fingers together so you make a little, it look almost looks like a heart or a triangle.
Yes. Yes.
And I want you to capture a star, and I want you to bring it into your heart.
All right. Anyone?
Anyone that calls you, that winks at you.
Oh, right. That's kind of neat. Well, I'll tell you, I've been doing a lot of going down to the heart lately because it's been tough emotionally. But,
bet.
With all the changes. But hanging in there. And I wanted to call you, and I have to set up a new email and send you an email. And thank you for all your – I've been listening to your shows every week.
Well, very good.
Yeah. And your throat's feeling better today, I can tell.
Yes, it is.
You didn't lose your voice.
I love it. And it's so funny when the engineer gets ready to put me on, my throat starts acting up. Yeah. So I have my hot water and my lemon and my agave syrup instead of honey.
Well, it's working because you sound, you know, the one there, I thought, oh, my gosh, you can't catch your breath.
I know.
I was going to have to do CPR over the telephone.
And weren't you the one who sent me the energy that we had?
Yeah, I did. And you know, I never did that before. I thought I'm going to try it. And you actually said something. We're so connected. It's crazy.
Oh, we are. And thank you for telling me that you were you're listening at every program, because a couple of times I said, you know, I don't think anyone's out there listening.
I know. So that's why I thought I better tell you. Someone is listening. It's hard to tell when you're on the radio who's listening, or is it a ghost, you know? Oh,
well,
no, it's worth listening. Believe me, it's interesting. I haven't got Skype, or what is it that you were getting? Twitter or Twitter?
If you get Skype, you and I can talk personally.
Yeah. So, my daughter's going, oh, my God. She doesn't know what
and I have a webcam, so we can look at each other when we're talking.
Oh, cool. I think we have a webcam, too.
Very good.
Yep. So okay, I'll set up
for
something.
Those
so
people who want to
wear a mask when... Okay, we want to look at each other when we're talking.
We will.
That'll be neat.
So it's Conrad3198 at comcast.net. That's my email. Conrad3198 at comcast.net.
Okay. I'll send you an email soon, Judith, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, when I'm calling, when they call me from BBS Radio, it's so wonderful to have Skype because if I had the webcam going, you could see me and I could see you, and it would be delightful. Well, sooner or later that will happen. In the meantime, if anyone else would like to call in, I love having people call in. We're talking about the deepening and walking through the door, especially between these two eclipses, and we're coming up to Cancer solar eclipse on July 21st and 22nd. Now, I'm not an astrologer. I love astrology. I love the fact that my tarot cards have the astrology on them. Now, Noella just pulled the star card for her, which is her card. She was born on the 17th. If you take your birthday, and in the major arcana, there are 21 of the cards. Of course, if you're beyond 21, we add those numbers together and we get what is the number. For example, 22 would be a 4, so you would be the Emperor. It kind of gives you a sense of what your purpose is here in this lifetime. And today I said, what the heck is my purpose? In fact, I came very close to saying, oh, I don't think I'm going to do this radio anymore. I don't think anybody's listening, and I was beating myself up, which is the nine of swords, mental cruelty, and that was one of the cards I pulled. And then I opened a book about the tarot, and it said this card may indicate physical or psychological cruelty by some heartless person. And I had to fell off my chair because that's exactly what happened. And yet, can I condemn that person? Absolutely not, because how else would I have felt this deep opening? I wouldn't have. Not at all. The beating oneself up is pretty significant right here. And if there's been some cruelty, it has happened with your consent. My consent, I had to agree. I had to be told not to take it personally. And, of course, I know that. Don't take it personally. Whatever is happening to open and deepen you as you're moving forward is something that you have called for at the deepest level. And as you let go of any repression, oppression, this will bring in the life force energy. Again, what I was doing is rubbing my hands together, putting them over my heart, bringing that heart energy, which is life force energy, letting it come up to my shoulders, bringing it down to my elbows, back up into my hands, and then just keep that cycle going. What I'm doing is I'm energizing myself. Because I'm open. I must do something with all of this energy that has been awakened. The door has been closed. I cannot go back. So now the question is, which I've asked for the last couple of days, especially since some people, when I do the tarot, they said, well, I'm Christian and I can't get involved with these cards, which is interesting, and it causes me to look at the use of them. Do I really need them? Well, I probably don't. I use them because I'm damn good with them, I'll tell you. And when I'm doing a reading for myself or for someone else, it helps me to cut to the chase, right down to the bottom line as fast as I possibly can. Every morning, I sit with my cards, and sometimes I'll use angel cards, Doreen Virtue's angel cards. But mostly I use these cards. I use the I Ching. I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck sometimes. Most of the time I'm told just use these tarot cards because I know them. And they are my buddies. They speak to me, like the star card. Noella, I got the star card. Well, when that card came up, I said, ooh, this is my baby, because I'm born on the 17th, and this card is number 17. And it's about otherworldly messages coming in. And often that's what happens as I'm in a reading, and most of the time when I'm in a reading for myself. You see, when I trained people to read the tarot, it wasn't just to turn around and read for them, for other people. It was primarily to read for themselves. We shall see how interesting this is going to be. I'd love to have your email. Send your email to conrad3198@comcast.net. I'll respond, and I'm going to be doing a reading tomorrow morning. And before I go to the country fair, for those people who are in Eugene, maybe I'll see you at the country fair. 20,000 people are supposed to show up at the country fair. It's out in a meadow. And I understand they've been putting this together on this meadow for all week. It's going to be a hoot. I will be there in a different mode. My old persona is behind the other door. I'm available for what wants to happen next. And so are you out there. Whatever is happening that could cause you to have a different opinion, something new coming, and knowing that you've suffered long enough, go into the pain just a little bit more. And then walk through the door and close it. And that's all. You're through with it. Okay. So my email is conrad3198@comcast.net. My website is mountshastamagic.com. You'll find classes that I do. I haven't been doing classes recently, because I'm in this revamping part of myself, looking at new identity of what it is I'm to teach, because I am the Aerophant, which is the teacher. And I'm teaching always on the radio and always on television. So check out the website, mountshastamagic.com. That's M-O-U-N-T or M-T, whichever you want. I have so many websites. I can't remember, they all go to one, which is Mount Shasta Magic. I still carry the energy of the mountain, of Mount Shasta. Very special, very spiritual place in Northern California. And here I am now in Central Oregon, in Eugene, Oregon. Fabulous place. Wonder where you're being called. And wherever it is and whatever you're being called to do, remember you're making a difference. And to remember that, always remember that who you are makes a difference. Talk to you next week.